With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now, in today's video, I've got for you a fantastic question from r/askreddit. As you can tell from the title, it is the following. People who have posted on r/roastme and regretted it, what was the comment that destroyed you? For those of you that don't know, r/roastme is an incredible subreddit where people, just like you and me, put their photos on the internet, on the subreddit, and ask other Redditors to just roast the heck out of them, give them any insult, any funny comment that they can think of, just make them feel terrible for the pleasure of everyone else. It's very fun, and it's something that I've actually done myself. I don't know if you guys know, those of you that have been around for a while will though, you'll remember, what was it, about a year ago, I posted my own lovely, debatable face on r/roastme and said, roast me to the internet, and they did just that. Now, if you haven't seen that video, I made an entire video about it, going through the top comments, the harshest comments, the funniest comments, just roasting the absolute butt out of me. Check that out up here before we go through this video. You know what though, here's the photo on screen, and I'm going to show you just a couple of the comments that were left that I really enjoyed before we get into the Ask Reddit video. I mean, this one's just great. Your face is the reason the monkey on your wall is covering his eyes. It's great. Just destroy me. I mean, you can't actually see the monkey anymore, but it's still there. I've just changed the camera and the angle, but it's still on the wall, still covering its eyes. Feels bad. And then we have this one. You look like a bootleg, horrific version of Ryan Reynolds. I took that as a compliment, I'm not going to lie, because he's a good looking lad, Ryan Reynolds. And, you know, if I'm in the conversation with him, I think I'm doing okay. What do you think of that one though, guys? Do I look like him? Bootleg, horrific. I kind of see it. And then the final one, which is just probably the deepest. You look pathetic. You could drop a soap in prison and no one would touch you. Okay, let's get into the video. I'm from India. I posted when I was in my second year of engineering. Someone commented that I shouldn't be wasting time on engineering as I'll end up in tech support. I graduated last year, and guess what? I'm working as a tech support specialist, FML. So you're telling me that not only was the roast fantastic, they actually predicted your future work. Incredible scenes. I love Reddit. My dumbass posted on there thinking it would be funny, and I got my pride completely curb stomped. I think the best comment I got was, you look like a Muppet designed to teach children about lesbians. Yeah, I mean, that is the issue. You can post on there thinking it's going to be a good laugh and you're going to get some funny comments and then get absolutely abused. There's really no line. It's just up to the Redditors. What they decide to do, yeah, you're stuck with. I bet they use that septum ring to pull you away from the buffet lines. Oh, okay. A weight joke. Goodness. I posted on an old account years ago, and the only comment I got was no. So you're telling me you were too ugly even to be roasted? Wow. Someone telling me I should shave my beard because it looked terrible, despite everyone who had seen me with and without a beard saying it looked great and really suited me. I relayed this to the commenter, and he responded, well, how bad is your bare face for them to say that then? A double roast. Whoa, wow, that's amazing. So either every one of your close friends is lying to you and this guy is telling you the truth, or maybe he just doesn't like beards. I don't know, you better hope it's the latter. Not me, but recently Grosscore, a streamer, posted himself on RoastMe, and the comments brought out his previous sexual harassment cases. The person who was harassed spoke out, and so did others. Cut to him losing his Twitch partnership and getting banned. Oh my god, that is incredible justice. Not only was he roasted, he had like his entire career torn down, rightly because of something he did. Amazing. I did not expect that to happen, and I assume he didn't expect that to happen from just a harmless Reddit post, but hey, that's r/roastme. They don't care. They take no prisoners. The auto mod said that it couldn't be submitted because it may have minors. Oh my god. Yeah, I think you have to be 18 years old to post on r/roastme. So if an auto mod thinks you're under 18 and you're not, that's a roast in itself. Someone told me, you look like someone went into the Mii creator and set your eyes as far apart as they could go. I laughed, but I also died. That's so good, because honestly, you guys know, yeah, some of the weird Mii characters you can create in the creator studio, I guess, of me are just so ugly.
To be compared to them, wow.
The most savage one that I've ever seen was a response to a young, attractive Turkish woman. It was something like, "Your face is so forgettable, it's like what happened in Armenia during World War I. Now here's the fun part, Turkey still denies the Armenian genocide happened. Wow, a historical roast. Someone who studied history at uni, I'm a big fan of that one. When I smile, I get super deep forehead wrinkles. And prior to posting, I hadn't been insecure about these. 5 years later, I'm still super insecure about them and have bangs to hide them because I got like 8 different comments about them. Moral of the story, don't post on Roast Me if you aren't prepared to unlock a new insecurity. See, that's what I'm saying, guys. People think it's going to be fun, but if the comments are going to hurt you and you know there's a chance they might, I wouldn't post there. You look like how touching wet food in the sink feels was the one that got me. But my favourite was, you look like broke-ass Doctor Strange, Doctor Spare Change. Oh my god. They're both good. The wet food one, oh, that's disgusting. I'm so sorry, Sea Sloth. My girlfriend was not happy with, you look like a discount sex doll. Her natural big lips may have played a part. For what it's worth, I told her repeatedly it was a bad idea. Hey, sometimes you just gotta post and find out what's gonna happen. There's not much you can do about it. You look like the human version of a soft handshake. I don't even know what that would look like. But my buddies and I still get a kick out of this one. That's when it's great, when you can laugh at them, like this one is an amazing roast and you can just laugh at it because it's jokes. That's when it's great. When it's bordering on abuse and you can't take it, well, yeah, maybe not the best. Now, I can't say this destroyed me, but I only posted on Roast Me once. I posted on an old account that's gone now, and I was expecting the five-head jokes. I totally knew that was coming. After all, that's why I have bangs. But the best one I ever got was, you look like a paedophile's wet dream. Okay. Someone once said, I look like a sexually deprived lesbian. I'm male, by the way. Another said, I look like the afterpick from a crystal meth PSA. I don't know which I'd rather be, probably neither. So I don't regret it, but someone said my hairline is so far back that even Rosa Parks wouldn't sit on it. Which is great, lol. That is actually amazing. See, that's the sort of stuff that you just live for, because that is genuinely like very intelligent, well thought out, funny, and just funny. What could I say? Don't quote me on that, by the way. Funny and just funny. Relax, we'll move on. I posted a buddy a few years back. Mentioned he was in the Navy with me, and the best one was, I bet your two dads get excited every time there's a knock on the door, only to be majorly disappointed that it's you and not a folded flag. Oh my god, my jaw just hit the floor. If you don't get it, this guy is saying that your dads are disappointed because you're not dead, which is just a whole different level of mad. I posted in the midst of trying to lose weight, in what I thought was a cute new yellow t-shirt, on an anonymous account. But someone said I look like a failed bulimic SpongeBob. Wow. I returned the shirt and spent months relapsing into my old eating disorder. They managed to be 100% right. Oh my god, that's when a roast has gone way too far. They literally put you back in your old eating disorder. That is a madness. Wow. Legit though, I hope this person does well, but when I told you at the start of this video, yeah, that r/roastme is savage, that's what I mean, guys. Someone's actually commented, to be fair, on that note. I'm curious to know why anyone would post there now, in the first place. We all know it's a place where people go to be cruel. What the heck makes you want to post there? I can answer that myself, to be honest, guys. I just thought it'd be fun. I wanted to make a video out of it, and also, I don't mind taking abuse. I don't really mind if I make quite a lot of, like, self-deprecating jokes. I don't really care if people like make jokes about me. I think it's quite funny. Like you have to be able to take it to give it is my thoughts. Honestly, if I got a bit of abuse, I wouldn't have been too mad about it. It's just standard. And yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, as I say, it's not for most people. Let's just keep it at that. Oh, here we go. This comment below literally perfectly summarizes what I'm trying to say. Some people don't really mind it and find it humorous. I personally couldn't handle getting dunked on by a bunch of people, but I can respect the people who are secure enough to go through a roast. There you go. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm massively secure, but I'm comfortable with what I look like. I mean, I'm not the most handsome person, not the ugliest person, maybe. I'm just like an average boy. But yeah, I think I look normal, and I luckily didn't get too much abuse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back to the roast now anyway. This one person told me, you're the product of your mama riding a zebra's face at a zoo-themed swingers party. I don't even understand. Why a zebra? I haven't understood that one at all. Let me know down in the comments if you got that one. Now, this one definitely didn't destroy me, but someone told me I look like I could cosplay as an onion. I have no idea what it means, but I think it's hilarious. And now, I actually didn't get that one for a second, but Blank Game Strong, an interesting username, has said, because you make people cry. Wow. And there we go, guys. That is a roast. Not me personally, but I saw an article about an Instagram model that deleted social media after posting on r/roastme and getting obliterated. You got to expect that if you're posting on Roast Me, guys. Come on, I've warned ya. I never posted, but I remember a 40-something fitness model posting on Roast Me, obviously trying to boost her already high confidence. Her post was cocky, asking for people to try and find something wrong with her. Jesus, if you're coming into the post saying, try and find something wrong with me, you're going about it the wrong way. Anyway, her body was amazing and she was an attractive person, but someone commented, looks like you skipped face day. And this comment lives in my mind rent-free. So freaking good. It's true though, isn't it? Like, as much work as you can do on your body and, you know, get muscles, get skinny, whatever, get super fit, you can't really change how pretty your face is. As a kind of fat guy with glasses, probably the most eviscerating comment I got was, looks like Harry Potter has let himself go. I mean, pretty easy, but also pretty universally understood. That is a roast for the masses. And then finally, this is probably my favorite one so far. If your acne was braille, it would read, Daddy was mean to me. I just find it so impressive that you can fit so many different roasts into just one sentence. It's brilliant. It's wonderful. That guy should be a comedian or a comedienne if it's a girl. I don't mind. It's excellent stuff. Well done, that person. And there we go, guys. That is going to do it for this video. Honestly, I could have kept going on those roasts for hours, but my family are about to go to sleep. So I don't want to just be reading out loudly loads of roasts, just rude comments whilst they're trying to sleep. So apologies for that. It would have gone on longer. You know what? If you enjoyed it, I can do more. Part two. Let's hit 5k likes. I'll do a part two. 5k is quite a high target. If you liked it, part two is coming up. Honestly, I would love to do it because that was funny. I do enjoy roasts. As I said, if you do want to go and see the roast of me, I made a video, about a year ago, on screen right now. You can click it right here. If you are new to my channel, please consider hitting this subscribe button as well for daily Reddit videos on anything that I find interesting. And finally, I hope you're having a great day. If you're not though, you can always just comment down below and roast me, because clearly I love taking roasts from you lot. So comment down below, say something mean, make yourself feel better if you like. And yeah, I hope the rest of your day is better. All right, guys, see you in the next one. I enjoyed that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.